You've described the cast of Return of Nukem High as the best trauma cast ever. What has separated them from previous trauma films?
Well, they are especially involved in the creative aspect of the film. All of our casts are very much involved in rewriting the script, but this particular group is such a strong unit. That two of them are just about married, and they all have become totally devoted to making Volume 1 and Volume 2 the best. They're just they're involved in the movie 24/7. They just love the movie, and that's the most. I think it's the most enthusiastic and hardworking and creative cast we've ever had.
That's great. And you've also been an advocate for independent art for so many years. How have you and Choma been able to stay true to who you guys are as artists for almost 4 years now?
Well, we've been lucky enough to attract a strong fan to support us, and our movies are movies of the future. We make the kind of movies that people 20 years from now will be making. So we stay ahead of the game. We do what we believe in. We do movies that come from the heart, and we have a very loyal and hardworking fan base who support us and keep us alive.
Yeah. And also, you support independent art in many ways, whether it's like donating to Aster and Clay's Indiegogo project, to cameoing in other people's projects. What do you think needs to be done for independence to come to the forefront of art?
Well, the word independent has been stolen by the big conglomerates, so that you have movies that are called independent, but basically they are made by vassals of the big conglomerates, so they're not going to be changing the world very much. I think what we need to do, first of all, is to protect the net neutrality on the Internet, to make sure that the open Internet, the free, open, and diverse Internet, remains intact so that we're all equal on the Internet. The Internet is the last democratic medium, and we should all be emailing and telephoning and buttonholing our elected representatives to make sure that they know that if net neutrality and the free, open, democratic Internet goes away, so will they. So will our elected representatives go away.
Definitely.
I think that's a major project right now for anyone who's in internet, anyone who's involved in any kind of independent activities, anyone who wants to preserve the level playing field of the internet. Troma gets 500,000 people every month on our website. That won't happen if net neutrality goes away. Right now, if you have something interesting, you have just as much power to attract eyeballs as Disney does. Your website or your content can be just as fast online as the Disney material. But if they give the rich people and the conglomerates a faster toll road, so to speak, if only rich people can get fast service, if only the rich content can get fast service, and then if you go to the Troma's website, it takes a long time to buffer and slow service, then the independents will die online, and the public will only go to the content of movies like Tom Cruise. That'll be it.
Yeah. And although your films are very fun, they've also had like one door in the foot of social commentary. Do you think the topic of net neutrality will be touched on Troma's next project, or do you have any clue?
Well, it's net neutrality and the open internet are about half my book, Sell Your Own Damn Movie, discusses my views on copyright and sharing art and net neutrality. I've written, if you go to my fan site, LloydKaufman.com, there's a section on essays called Lloyd's Roids, R-O-I-D as in David S. Roids. And I've written about net neutrality. I've also put up some videos where I'm talking about net neutrality on the internet, on the Troma YouTube channel. So there's a lot I've got to say about net neutrality. the movie itself, Return to Nukem High, Volumes 1 and Volumes 2, also do, in fact, touch a bit on the issues of the Internet.
And you guys are premiering the Occupy Cannes trailer soon at Cannes. Why do you think these festivals, which are supposed to celebrate the independence like yourself, have become corporate marketing tools?
The same reason that the managed to infiltrate themselves and create the mood of mediocrity, and they're the pilot fish off of the big Rupert Murdoch's, and Rupert Murdoch's the giant shark, and the festivals become the pilot fish, and they have so many bureaucrats running these festivals that they have to live on the needle. They need the needle. They become addicted to the sponsorship of MTV or whoever it is at Cannes. Now Cannes is more about costumes and $50,000 dresses and perfume, and there's very little you read about the movies, actually. There's big spreads on the different perfume and what so-and-so's wearing, and not that much really about the movies anymore. And that's kind of true about the movies, actually, themselves, because they're more about selling toys and stuff like that, aren't they? So I think the problem with the big festivals is lots of bureaucrats who hate movies and are basically there because they don't have to do a lot of work, and they can fly on airplanes and eat at fancy restaurants and look down their noses upon people who are the real artists.
Definitely. And at least
that's why we started the Troma Dance Film Festival, TromaDance.com. We started it 15 years ago. Trey Parker, Matt Stone, and that group and I went to Sundance and were disgusted by how non-independent and how unpleasant Sundance was to independent artists. So we started the Troma Dance Festival. This year's the 15th year. And we used to do it right at the same time and same place as Troma Dance, as Sundance. We used to put on Troma Dance in Park City, Utah during the Sundance Festival in the exact same place. And we did that for about 10 years, and then we outgrew Park City. And this year, June 27th and June 28th, Troma Dance will be in Brooklyn, New York at the Paper Box. You can see it's all free. You don't have to pay to submit your movies. You don't have to pay to watch the movies. And you don't have to pay to be a VIP. There's no VIP, period. You just come, and it's all free, and it's a wonderful, warm, and idealistic two-day festival, June 27, 28, and the films are terrific. We have the best films because the film festivals very often don't play the best films. They play the same films by the same little coterie of good boys, people who don't change the world.
Definitely.
Very few Jean-Luc Godards these days being shown at festivals. The festivals that show the Jean-Luc Godard of tomorrow is festivals like Troma Dance, not Cannes.
Yeah. And what made Williamsburg the perfect place for Troma Dance, since, you know, this is the first year's being in Brooklyn?
Well, we wanted Bushwick. And actually, I think we're in Bushwick. Bushwick is more Troma. It's more like Tromaville.
Yeah.
I think we're in East Williamsburg, which actually is Bushwick. But, you know, Troma's been in New York City for 40 years, and we just thought for our 40th year we'd bring it home. And so it's a very expensive venue, so we hope that when people come they will drink a lot, because we had to guarantee it's about a $6,000 cost to pay for the paper box.
Yeah. And I've interviewed a couple of people who've worked with you, like Zach and from Return to Nukem High, and Nasta and Clay, and they all speak very highly of you. So how does it feel sort of to be the shepherd for all these young independents, you know, who are trying to get their voices heard?
Well, I think that's what's so exciting about Troma Dance, because what I really got out of it, even though originally we created Troma Dance as a reaction against these bureaucrats living off bankrupt filmmakers who had to pay money to have their films rejected by Sundance. You know, you have to pay a fee to submit your movie to Sundance or Cannes. You know, you have to actually rent a screening room, I think, for Cannes. So it's all bullshit. And the bureaucrats are using that money so they can eat at Robert, some fancy restaurant in Park City or in the Croisette at Cannes. So, what came out of it, though, is the joy that the filmmakers get when they see their movies being watched by an audience. You know, the real artists, we don't make our movies to make money. We'd love to make money. That's great. But we want to share our art. We want to see people enjoying our art. And for the young fledgling filmmakers who come to Trauma Dance to enjoy the audience enjoying their movie, that's something that I must say I really enjoy. I really get a kick out of it. And I noticed it at Trauma Dance in Park City when we that was something I didn't expect. I really created the festival to kind of be a stick in the eye to Redfern and Sundance and these overpaid bureaucrats. But instead, actually, the joy of seeing a young artist feeling good about his art because he's got an audience enjoying it, that's really just so satisfying. It's really great.
Yeah. And I know you gotta, take off soon, so I'll just leave you with this last question. So I know I heard Return to Nukem High, they recently gave you more money to reshoot some scenes and add some stuff. So what can people expect from Volume 2 of Return to Nukem High?
Well, we always save a little money so we can repair damage. I very often we're on a very low budget, and very often things don't come out right, and I have to reshoot, or sometimes something that in the script it was clear, but when I shot it, the audiences don't understand. So we make a rough cut and we look at it, and then I see, we don't have an explanation of this fact in the movie. So we save a little money out of the budget for reshoots and things like that. And if you read Woody Allen's, Ralph Rosenblum, one of the Woody Allen books talks about how Woody Allen saves a little money on all his movies so that he can keep the portion of the budget for post-production filming. So that's what we're doing now.
Okay. Well, thank you again for the interview today. I hope you have a great day, and I hope Trauma Dance this year is probably the biggest yet, all right?
Well, I hope you'll... where are you, Chris?
Oh, Williamsburg, so I'll probably be attending this year.
Oh, great. Oh, wonderful. Well, by all means, come by and enjoy it. It's all free, and the movies are really good.
Yeah.
You know, we premiered... most of these festivals are nervous about doing anything original. And we premiered Human Centipede. We were the first to show that. We premiered a lot of really good movies, and this year should be no exception. I do not make the selections. We have a little committee. But this, from what I see, they're really going to be terrific. It will be the best. I think we have the best films we've ever had. They're really great.